Ralph, you've been making a noise again. Do be quiet, Ralph, because... Ralph heaved over among the leaves. He had reason to be thankful that his dream was broken, for the bus had been nearer and more distinct. Why, because... Be quiet and listen. Ralph lay down carefully, to the accompaniment of a long sigh from the leaves. Eric moaned something and then lay still. The darkness, save for the useless oblong of stars, was blanket thick. I can't hear anything. There's something moving outside. Ralph's head prickled. The sound of his blood drowned all else and then subsided. I still can't hear anything. Listen. Listen for a long time. Quite clearly and emphatically, and only a yard or so away from the back of the shelter, a stick cracked. The blood roared again in Ralph's ears. Confused images chased each other through his mind. A composite of these things was prowling round the shelters. He could feel Piggy's head against his shoulder and the convulsive grip of a hand.
Ralph! Ralph!
Shut up and listen!
Desperately, Ralph prayed that the beast would prefer little uns. A voice whispered horribly outside.
Piggy! Piggy!
It's come!
Gasped Piggy.
It's real!
He clung to Ralph and reached to get his breath.
Piggy! Come outside! I want you, Piggy!
Ralph's mouth was against Piggy's ear.
Don't say anything!
Piggy!
Where are you, Piggy?
Something brushed against the back of the shelter. Piggy kept still for a moment. Then he had his asthma. He arched his back and crashed among the leaves with his legs. Ralph rolled away from him.